to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
I am Reverend Rafe Ellis, and I am especially honored and privileged to be with you this morning. Yes, I have a little bit of a different look this morning than the last time you saw me. So for those that don't know what's going on, I had shoulder surgery on Friday, a very successful shoulder surgery. And all of my hair is gone because for the next little while, I need to be able to comb my hair with a towel. So just to make life easier. So good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you all for your prayers and positive energy and for holding Deborah and I in consciousness. So I invite you to take a breath with me. This month might perhaps be my most favorite month ever as a minister. This month we are going to be playing in the sandbox of paradise, of paradox, which for me is paradise. And I thought we would start with a little bit of lightheartedness. The George Carlin version of paradox, because we really are surrounded by it. And if you've heard any of George Carlin's comedy, he questions why we live in apartments that are all connected together, why we park in driveways and drive on parkways. All of those are examples of paradox. That thing that is seemingly opposite when both are true, right? It is the thing that we resist, yet it is that place where we find the most brilliance that is available to us, in us, as us. I want to take a moment to thank Don for his selection of the song for the announcement roll by Jack Fowler, In the Silence. And in the words of that, perhaps one of the greatest paradoxes was in the words, "When I find God, I find myself." And paradox is that place where, particularly in spirituality, it's that place where we get to challenge duality, where we get to challenge the either or, where we get to hold both places, the seemingly contradictory ideas together, right? In our particular faith tradition, in Science of Mind, we speak of oneness, and we speak of oneness in a world that certainly looks, feels, and tastes like separation, right? It certainly looks like there's a bunch of us here. And yet, what we know, when we know it, what's available for us to know, is that we're all one. Doesn't mean we're all the same, because we're not. But we are all one, meaning we are one substance expressing itself in multiplicity. And sometimes that's hard for us to wrap our human understanding around. And so we get this month, we're gonna play in this realm of paradox. And I invite you to just kind of pay attention throughout the week to how many places paradoxical thinking comes up that we just kind of laugh about. The term jumbo shrimp, right? Because if we use shrimp to mean something little, the term jumbo shrimp, it's like, wait, which is it? Right? It can be both. And in fact, it always is the both and. And we'll get there. But first, we're just going to play in this realm of really beginning to witness where it comes up and where we resist the paradox of our own thinking. So it's probably really helpful for all of us to understand and embrace the reality that if we were raised in the United States of America, we were more than likely raised on a reward punishment paradigm, right? That things are either right or wrong. The binary. Things are either male or female. Things are either up or down. Things are either big or little. And based on that, we are either rewarded or we're punished. Now, why is it important to recognize that? Because when we begin to challenge that, our conditioning will argue with that. We come together on Sunday morning. We come together in classes and we study and we learn that our worth, that our value, that our very essence is perfection. And yet we observe the most imperfect behavior from ourselves and those around us. And it challenges which one is true. And what we're going to play with this month is they're both true. They're both true. The essence of us is absolutely whole, perfect, and complete. Excuse me. My shoulder. Whole, perfect, and complete. And in the physical realm, I broke it. I didn't break the bones, but I broke parts of it. And in the infinite intelligence of life and God expressing as Dr. Charles, there's a repair for that. But if we think of it in terms of wholeness is the absence of the physical realm, we're going to constantly be challenged with wrapping ourselves around this. And it's not, it's the dichotomy that gets in our way. Nothing in life is either or. Can't be. We can't have oneness and have an or. Right? So we're dealing in the realm of perception. And what I most want to bring to your attention for you to kind of play with this week is in this realm of your own thinking, to really allow yourself to become aware of the two sides of the dialogue within you. There's a psychiatrist, Albert Rothenberg, who came up with the term Janusian thinking. And Janusian thinking is based on the two-headed Roman god of transitions and duality of time and beginnings and endings. And it's that duality, that double-sided, if you will. And so pay attention to how much of your inner dialogue is based in it has to be one way or the other. That when you have thoughts that you dislike, rather than leaning into, yes, I thought that. Yes, I am thinking that. Our tendency tends to be to deny that we're actually thinking it, right? Or we go to the other extreme and defend our right to think it. And I invite you to understand you don't have to defend your right to think anything. You're free to think whatever you want. And pay attention to what's operating that you feel you need to defend it. Because typically, our defenses come from that place within us that's operating in that reward-punishment paradigm of right and wrong, that there's only one way to do it, and we have a sense that somebody thinks we're doing it wrong, so now we have to defend that we're doing it right. And all of that is about getting attention, getting validated. The whole reward-punishment system skews everything for us from the onset because it places our validation outside of ourselves. It gives our power away to everybody else's approval of us in order to know we're okay. It happens as children, right? When we do what our parents want us to do, we get their love and attention. When we go against the rules, we get their attention, but it doesn't feel loving because we're being punished. That same thing carries into school. It carries into other social settings. It carries into our workplace. And it's so deeply ingrained in us that without intentional conscious effort, we don't even know it's operating. And then when we gain a little bit of awareness, my experience is that it gets rather uncomfortable. And we're going to talk about that this month, getting comfortable with discomfort, because that level of discomfort is actually a sign of healing. It's actually a sign of healing because we're beginning to challenge that unconscious comfort zone that just accepts what it was conditioned to believe. And I promise you, on the other side of every ouch, on the other side of every moment of discomfort, is an amazing hallelujah of realization that you truly are whole, perfect, and complete. That you always have been. And that does not mean you've always behaved perfectly. Right? Our behavior is evidence of our thinking. Our behavior is evidence of our belief systems. And we teach, change your thinking, change your life. And what we're really changing is our thinking that brings our lives in alignment. It brings the outside in alignment with the inside, if you will. It brings the paradoxes together as both are true. Because I can have thoughts that are excruciatingly unholy and still be quite holy. One doesn't cancel the other. And where our healing comes is when we find the courage to be authentic, when we find the courage to own that, yes, this is what I know is true about me, and yes, this is what I'm thinking. And they're not even in the same neighborhood, because then we are empowered to heal. As long as we are living in that state of denial, first of all, denial empowers the very thing that we want to change, because by denying it, we're justifying it. And by justifying it, we're empowering it. And so the very thing that is making us uncomfortable, we paralyze ourselves from changing by fixing it in place. Because we're operating in that reward punishment that if I own this, I'm going to be in trouble somehow. We were chuckling in the 1926 Science of Mind group on Thursday night that no matter how old we get, every once in a while, all of a sudden, there we are with our three-year-old thinking, right? That I'm going to be in trouble. I don't even know what trouble means. I just know I'm going to be in trouble. And if we could begin to hold that lightly, to hold it lightly, and to even say within ourselves, look at me, 63 years old, and I'm thinking I'm going to be in trouble because I think I'm three all of a sudden. What's actually true in this moment? Well, what's true in this moment is something happened that I instantly went to that conditioning of right and wrong. And in that moment, I was reduced to that three-year-old that just wants to get it right so that I know I'm okay. All right. So that's what's operating. Great. No guilt, no shame. That's just what's operating. Cool. Now I know. Is any of it true? Nah. What is true? I'm grown. I get to choose. I get to even make mistakes and hold those mistakes lightly. And I get to correct course free of any guilt, shame, or blame. I get to do that. I haven't acted out of any maliciousness. I've simply made a mistake. Oh, okay. Course correct. Moving on. And it's such a beautiful place that we get to get to. And I say get to because we don't have to. We really don't. But we get to. And so I'm going to invite you in this moment to take a breath with me. To go inward. To consult with that inner being, that inner reactionary child that needs to know, that wants to know, that it is loved and supported. And to ask that child to set your intention for the week. What does that part of you want in order to know how loved and how precious and how valued that part of you has always been? And will you set an intention to honor that this week as best you can? I'll give you just a couple of seconds to hear that. Now I invite you to go within a little deeper and to know with me, to access consciousness that is the very nature of your being. To remember, to recognize that that is who you are. To remember that when you know God, you know you. And to know in this moment that you are created out of it, by it, to be it, to express it. That all of the peace that God is, I am, you are, we are. All of the love that God is, I am, you are, we are. All of the diverse, seemingly contradictory ideas that the infinite abundance of possibility is. I am, you are, we are that. We are the very paradox of one mind expressing its oneness in multiplicity. And so I acknowledge that. I embrace that. I celebrate that. And I speak my word, claiming and affirming that that is the activity this week in the awareness of all of humanity, a playful, loving, conscious embrace of differences, of coming together, a coming together that heals the lie of divisiveness, that heals the lie of separation, that experiences the truth of being. We are all different, and we are all one. Grateful, grateful, grateful. And so it is in this gratitude that I release my word, knowing it is the word of the infinite speaking itself into being. I let go, I let it be. And I invite you to join me as we say together, and so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.